Steve Gilmore on Talk Radio Europe.
Well, a very good evening to you. It's Friday the 2nd of October, and it is 4 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock already. This is Steve Gilmore coming to you live from the Talk Radio Europe studios in Marbella. Well, tonight I'm going to be joined by my good friend Ollie. I've been talking about him all week, and yes, he is here tonight. And we are going to be talking conspiracies in general, but we're going to be paying particular attention to the New World Order. Who are the New World Order? We're going to be naming names. That's right, naming names. So we're not talking general terms anymore. We're going to be having a little look at Mr. Obama and his colourful past. He didn't just arrive from nowhere, you know. He's been primed and selected for this role, or selected and primed, whatever way you want to look at it. We'll no doubt touch a bit on 9/11 and the latest there from the NYC Cannes movement, bring you up to date on what's happening with them and their quest for a full investigation. We'll be using the Balkan War as an example of how the New World Order and the Bilderbergs in particular operate. So facts there. And of course, we can't do any of this without touching on, at some point I'm sure, the swine flu, scam, hoax, scare. So that's what we've got coming up tonight, so don't go away, stay tuned. Okay, we're back, and we think we've got things sorted out. Well, that was a bit strange. Our telephone software system just decided to close itself down. And the whole point of tonight was that we had the telephone lines open. So after a bit of coming and going, we've managed to, well, quite some unusual stuff going on the screen. So we're joined by Ollie. Ollie, how are you? Good evening.
I'm fine, thank you. Good. Great to be here.
Good. Okay. Ollie Damegaard, my Swedish friend, journalist, been on the show a couple of times before. What we're going to be talking about tonight is the New World Order. Now, what the original plan was, that we were going to run a piece off the internet and then start our conversations. But unfortunately, as soon as we opened up the page, it just crashed our whole system here, the telephone lines, everything went down. And I'm not saying there's something funny going on. It's just a coincidence that that happened.
But very often when you speak about these things, these strange coincidences happen.
Yes, I know. So we're being listened to tonight, folks. Okay, so hello there, wherever you are in... what's the name of that place in England where they do all the listening? That will come back to me. So, New World Order. One of the things we're going to discuss, Ollie. We're going to have a look at Mr. Obama's colourful past.
Or even more, what is going on around him and what he's up to.
Yeah, okay. Can we touch on what started the break last week in Iran and the building up a familiar picture again for us there with Iran and the nuclear weapons?
It's the way I know I worked as a journalist for years and I've done a lot of research, but also I haven't followed news for quite a few years, I must say, because I came to a point where it's just, when you start to see the whole picture and what's going on, then you know that the normal news is just manipulating your brain to a major extent. So these current events, I'm not the right person to talk about.
Okay, well, we'll leave that one. Okay, right, just for those who haven't heard Ollie before, Ollie Damagard is a former investigative journalist. And he got into this type, this world, or this, all these kind of conspiracy things through his investigations into the death or the assassination of the then Swedish Prime Minister. And that led him into a world where he just doesn't want to go again. He left Sweden, I don't know, is in fear the right word, Ollie?
Yeah,
left Sweden in fear, packed his bags and got out of there after a couple of his friends who were also involved in the investigation were killed. Or died mysteriously, I think is to be more accurate, yeah?
Yeah.
And Olive first contacted me regarding the chemtrails, and if you've heard before me talking about the chemtrails, this is the gentleman that brought it to my attention because I was oblivious.
Like most people are.
Yeah, oblivious to chemtrails, which I have to say, the last time we were on, they'd just been doing quite a bit of it, and then it stopped for about 6 days, didn't it? And then this week, it has gone crazy, Ollie. What's going on up there?
Well, I hope that us making them aware that they're being looked at and that people know, are getting more and more aware of what's going on, that made them change their fly operations. And I know after the first program, there were like 5-6 days of absolute beautiful blue sky again. And then they started doing it inland, so it came floating, these white, weird clouds came floating around 5-6 in the evening again. And then we did the next program, some nice clear days, then it came again, and it's been like that.
Yeah, but this week it's been absolute. I mean, yeah. Yesterday morning, 9:10 yesterday morning, I was driving out of my village, and it was like a chessboard up in the sky, zigzags, crosses across. I mean, definitely something going on, and the cloud formations were
weird,
crazy. Okay, 902-44-4461. We had a couple of callers coming in, and I couldn't actually take those calls because although you would probably get a ringing tone at your end, and my lights were flashing here, the software wasn't had crashed and I couldn't connect up to the telephone system to put you on air. So if you're one of those callers, please feel free to call now. Sorry, I'm just looking at the call log here. And we've been, we've been getting quite a lot of phone calls in just in the half hour before the show, Ollie. Right, okay. Where are we going to start? New World Order?
Yeah. Could be a good way of starting.
Okay. Where do we start with the New World Order, Ollie?
It's so, so big, and it's so hidden, so it's not easy to know where to start.
Well, let's start with the principle of what the New World Order is, because New World Order was, in my memory, and I've said this to you before, the first time I ever heard New World Order was President Bush Sr. Mm-hmm. Just roundabout, I can't remember, it was the end of the first Gulf War.
It was 9/11, exact on the same date, 10 years before
9/11, 1991. Right. And he made a speech about being a new world order. And
But the new world order has been mentioned many times before. Hitler was talking about it. Many different dictators over the years have been talking about it, this world domination by a small group of people. So it's nothing new, it's just in a new shape.
Right. Now, since then, it has started to slip in more and more into political speeches. And the United Kingdom's own Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, is very, very keen on mentioning the New World Order and ensuring that Britain has its rightful place. This is his quote in the New World Order. Now, take out of that what you want, but do you not, when he says that, do you not sit and scratch your head? I'm not talking to you directly, I'm talking to the listeners. When you hear Mr. Brown talking about the New World Order and Britain claiming its rightful place in the New World Order, do you understand what he means? Are you sitting there listening to that going, oh yeah, I know exactly what he means there? Or does it just go over your head? You're not listening to, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you. Or are you sitting thinking, well, what is that New World Order? What is that?
Now, what we're talking about behind this new world order, it's just a, it's an apparently relatively new word, but the power behind this has been going on for many, 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 many years. And it's a group of powerful people who have been working very hard to concentrate the world power into more and more concentrated form. And what they've created is like a shadow government, world government, that is being compressed more and more into a smaller and smaller group. And at the moment, they are, you see these people on TV daily, but you don't know that they're part of this shadow government. And that's, I think that's why it's so important to find out who these people are by finding out from on the membership lists of these groups that are part of this shadow government, to see where their loyalties really are. Because just because you've been elected, or at least what people think, elected prime minister or president or whatever, if their sworn loyalties are somewhere else, this is a person I would put a question mark in the papers, and just not take his word for granted, but be a bit aware and see what is he saying, to who is he talking, and so on and so on, and see words are one thing, actions are another.
Right. Now, we are going to start talking later about actual names that you have that make up the New World Order. But I believe the New World Order is primarily made up of three different groups.
There's primarily three main groups. The main group in this part of the world is called the Bilderberg Group, which was formed in 1954 in Hotel Bilderberg. It's just a name they took from the hotel to put. They could have called it the blah 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 group, yeah. But they called it the Bilderberg Group. And it was formed by Prince Reinhard in 1954. That was the first time they
he was the Dutch prince at that time.
Yeah.
And he invited... Former Nazi.
Yeah.
Okay. And he invited...
The whole point of this is to take... We need to see beyond different countries, beyond nationalities. What they're doing is they're handpicking people from most different countries, people in very important key positions, and inviting them into the group so that when they've got a handful of people from each country, they can control that country more or less.
Okay, so it's not necessarily picking off a prime minister, but it's picking off maybe...
No, very often they pick up people that will be a good next prime minister, and then they groom him or whatever you call it, and somehow this person very often... Once they have been invited to a Bilderberg meeting, suddenly this person comes from absolute nowhere and boom, gets elected to whatever.
Right, hello, caller, you're live.
Hi, Steve.
Who's this?
Hi to your guest, it's Myra.
Hi, Myra, how are you?
I have a very slight complaint. Tonight was my night for apathy. I've worked all week with social injustices, and so I thought Friday night I'll have some chewing gum. Uh-huh. Coming home in the car with my takeaway, I heard what your show was going to be about, and I thought, well, that's it. I'm up in my bedroom with the radio on.
Oh, I'm sorry to spoil your night.
No, but it's so, the Bilderbergs, the whole global, the whole thing. I just think you're going to have such a difficult time tonight trying to get that over to the listeners on the Costa del Sol. They're going to think it's conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously, you're going to talk about the Obama deception.
Yeah.
I was one of the first ones going, wow, Obama, fantastic. But since seeing the video and before that, starting to think of things like there was only one man in my mind, and I'm sure Ollie will correct me, who tried to be his own man, and that was Kennedy, and look what happened to him.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to say conspiracy, aren't they? But I'm so glad we've got somebody like Ollie there and yourself, Steve, that we can look at what is a very frightening future.
Well, Myra, stay on the line for just a second, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So you can maybe put your... It's great when somebody like you phones in and puts that across, because here's where we are. 7 weeks into doing this show, the audience is building and building, and people are phoning up. And regular listeners from TRE before... are phoning in and emailing in saying, wow, you know, I didn't realise, I'm thinking, I'm having my eyes opened. You know, and so I'm a bit more positive than you about some of the apathy that is out there, okay?
Okay.
And the biggest problem I think we have is apathy. And when we start talking about things this size, people can't comprehend.
But exactly. It is very hard to comprehend. The more you learn about it, it's just, it blows your brain. It's like you can't take it in because it's just so bizarre.
Unless, Ollie, can I interrupt quickly, then you can tell me to shut up. Unless, like you, certain people that have been looking at this since the 20s crisis, the Rockefeller situation, and have realized what has been going on for a long time, it's a little bit easier to understand. Yeah. But to just throw this at somebody, as I brought somebody, I don't know if you've seen the DVD Zeitgeist, I brought a 75-year-old woman home, and the religious bit, she went over that, she'd come from church, but she kept saying, Twin Towers, why haven't... But nobody's talked about this, and this poor lady went off thinking that there might be something to question, and this whole global currency. So it really is so interesting and frightening. And just quickly, my daughter posted the Obama deception on Facebook, and I've got black cousins. I'm white looking. I'm like Obama, but I'm white.
Yeah.
So people see you, and they said, oh, get in touch with your black side. And I tried to put over, we are. This is not to do with black and white. Look at the people behind Obama who put him there. They're not black.
No, they're white. And, I mean, just to build up there, we've done now two programs on 9/11 over the last few weeks. We've done, this is the third time that Ole has been in the studio with us. You know, you've corrected me. We've been building up to this. Because we felt we couldn't just throw a new world order on people because they'd be, what? But so we've been gradually building up so that when, maybe people aren't ready for it, but I think after tonight they can start looking it up themselves. And as I said at the start, it's not about scaring, it's about giving you the facts and then you make your own mind up.
And please make your own investigations as well. I'll be happy to supply anything I know or any names or whatever, and then whatever... listeners are there.
We're naming names tonight, Myra.
That sounds really good. The only thing on this, when we say it's true, and my sister also put a comment up saying, respect, which I do, everybody's perception. So I answered and I said, there are many perceptions, but only one truth.
Well, that's it. You said it. But listen, you stay tuned and I hope we don't let you down.
You won't. It's really interesting. You're very brave, both of you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for your call, Myra. Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye. Here's one of our VIP callers, Jack. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Good evening, fellas. You know, I think there's another angle here, and it's Hugo Chavez.
Do you know something, Jack? We were just talking about this about 10 minutes before we came into the studio, and Ole brought it up and brought up the fact that last time one of the previous times he was on, you had called about Chavez. Mm. And I said, well, I'm sure we'll come on to that. I'm sure Jack will be on the phone. Ole.
I tell you, because I looked it up, and in 2006, at the Bilderberg, the secret Bilderberg meeting in Ottawa, one of the program on the agenda, one of the points on the agenda was whether or not to get rid of Chavez.
Well, they tried.
Yeah.
And they lost out, and he's back in full force.
Yeah.
And now he's completed his second term, 8 years, and he had himself reelected, which was unheard of, for life.
Yeah, but he changed the law, did he not?
He changed the rules.
Yeah.
He controls the press, he controls the banks, he controls oil, that's his weapon. And with that, he is lining up. He's got 20 Central and South American countries in his back pocket, bought them all. He now is going after Africa.
Yeah.
And he's already lined up 8 or 10 African nations.
Yeah, and they're looking to create a bank.
An alliance.
An alliance. But listen, just on Al Jazeera, just 2 nights ago, Jack, they mentioned the fact that they had somewhere in the region of £2 billion in a fund to start this new central bank.
That figure's okay.
So,
it seems that he is, in the last, now it's about 12 years that he's in controlling everything. He's moving in all the South America, or many countries in South America, Central America, and now he's going for Africa. And he tried with Russia, but the best he could do with them was he gave them contracts for munitions and armament.
Okay, so what do you think his game plan is?
Take over the world.
Ollie?
One of the crowd.
You think he's one of them now?
Well, he's lining up people to help him.
Yeah. So,
okay, guys.
Okay, Jack, thanks for that.
All right.
Okay, and you keep writing about it. You keep looking at him, and you keep writing about it and keep forwarding in and telling us what he's up to.
Okay. Thank you.
Right, cheers. Now, Chavez, you were saying that the Bilderbergs had looked to take him out, but they haven't taken him out, so have they brought him on side?
I don't know. I've never seen him anywhere on any meetings, anything like that.
Okay, because he's a kind of bit of a spanner in the works. If he's building up this alliance of South American, Central and South American countries, now he's moving in the African countries.
But more and more people are becoming aware of the New World Order as well, and trying to resist it. Maybe this is one way of doing it. I don't know.
Okay.
About Chavez, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Okay, right. We're going to go to a break, okay, because time's against us. And I'm going to run a double break, and when we come back, we'll be free right up to the 9 o'clock news. Welcome back. Okay. Right. We were talking about the Bilderbergs. Okay. Now, that is just one group that are part of the NWO. I'm just going to call it that for ease now. Okay. New World Order, NWO. But there are two other members or organizations that make up the New World Order, or the elite. Okay. And they are the Trilateral Commission. And the Council on Foreign Relations. Okay. Can you just give me just, but for the listeners who think, doesn't mean anything to me, who are and what are they? And then I'll give out some names.
Yeah. Okay. What we're looking upon, it sounds a bit mysterious, but it's actually a Wall Street banker, hardcore criminal group.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know, this is all available.
Yeah.
If you look for it, okay, there's nothing secret here. The Bilderbergs meet every year.
They've tried to keep it secret for years and years, but now, thanks to this program and other people trying all over the world, I mean, there's lots of journalists now trying to find out what is going on and see who is taking part of these meetings. Yeah.
The last annual meeting was in May of this year. It was in Athens.
Yeah, and it was in Portugal, I think, last year. It's if we're talking the Bilderberg group.
Yeah, we're talking Bilderbergs, yeah.
Okay. They have at least one meeting per year, and they have a steering committee of 7-8 people where they are the ones deciding who to bring into the group. And then what they do, like I said, they invite people from different countries, different parts of society. It's anything from royalties to people in media, people in communication, in industry, in banking, lawyers, all of them on a very, very high level.
Okay, so, sorry, I'm just looking through this here. I'm just about to start giving out some names now, but the names might not mean anything. I'm going to have to take this call, but it's not related to me. It's something that is going on later. So just bear with me. Goodness sake. Just bear with me a second. Hello, caller. You're through to the studio live, and I know what you're calling for. This is regarding the Quincy interview.
Yes. I'm just checking the phone number. This is Sean.
Hi, Sean. How you doing? You'd actually come into another program, the live program moment, Sean. This is the number to call at, is it 11 o'clock you're calling?
Yeah, I'm just checking the number in advance to make sure it works on our end.
Okay, Sean. Okay, thanks a lot. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Something that's happening later. I'm sworn to secrecy. I'm not allowed to say, okay, but I think anyone who heard what was happening there could put two and two together. A call from L.A., Quincy. Okay. right, okay, so what were we saying there?
What they have these meetings that are top secret. They were quite open the first years since 1954. because they were just having what they called a think tank, like discussion groups where they met and had a nice time and nothing more than that. So media wasn't aware of it, and media was very, very naive in those days. But then as soon as people started noticing way, way, way what's going on, then they went undercover, sort of. And after that, every year has been more and more secretive. It's always in, or most of the times, it's in some kind of a top-class hotel with all types of surveillance and security forces around and police and everything, so nobody can get in. But what more and more investigative journalists have done is like they managed to find leaks, people leaking out information, and also watching who are the members, who are the ones coming to the meetings and so on. And then after that, more and more have come out showing that they are actually making an agenda for the way the world is going, sort of.
Okay. Right, to give you an idea of the type of people that make up this these groups, in Great Britain, okay, and I'll go to Spain when Ollie gets on the page for Spain, but in Great Britain, just to give you an idea, British Parliament, okay, so we have got Tristan Garrow-Jones, Peter Shaw, Sir Peter Tapsell, Sir Frederick Bennett, to name a few. We've got the chief exec of Barclays Bank. We've got the president of Barclays Bank. We've got the former governor of the Bank of England, Gordon Richardson. They are all Bilderberg members. I'm just looking down. You're looking at companies like NatWest, Lloyds Bank. Turn the page. Unichem, Unilever, Sunday Times, editor of the Sunday Times, the just looking through that. I mean,
Prime Minister.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm scanning through. I've got in Ireland for our Irish listeners. We've got the chairman of the Irish Distillers as a member of the. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, all the Irish ones are members of the Trilateral Commission. We've got two Bilderberg members. Most of the British members of this elite are members of the Bilderberg, and then secondly, the Trilateral Commission. I'm just looking for any one name that would immediately spring out. I mean, there's...
Gordon Brown.
Gordon Brown is there. Yep, Gordon Brown is there. The late John Smith was one of them as
Lord
well.
Lord Carrington.
Lord Carrington is one. Yep, his name is there.
Sir David Owen.
Sir David Owen is there. Yep. Brennan Knight, right. So names that you would all know, okay? Now, in Spain, we have the Queen.
The Queen is one of the members.
Oh, one of them. Okay, so we're not talking... We're talking people in pretty high-powerful jobs here. But it goes back to that story of the banks, and it seems to be the banks that are, you know, chief execs of banks. It's frightening.
It's Eisenhower, in his goodbye speech to the nation before Kennedy was elected, he warned his greatest warning was that the military-industrial complex was taking over. And he was warning that this is a power that you really need to become aware of. This was in 1961.
Yeah.
This is exactly the machine he's talking about. The military-industrial complex combined with the banking world.
Yeah, now I've seen that speech, but yeah, and I've seen it played on the internet. He is talking about... basically saying that the military and the banks combining as one, yeah, to produce this huge industry.
It's like, as far as I see it, Kennedy was the last real president.
Well, that's what Myra was saying when she called in.
Yeah, and they thought that he was a puppet. They helped him up through his father, who was quite corrupt. They helped him into power, but once in power, he started acting on his own. He started showing a conscience of his own and doing things, good things for the world, which was really bad for them. And in the end, it came to a point where they just wanted to make an example to scare the shit out of the rest.
Okay.
And so they eliminated him. Then all the whole line of presidents following the assassination comes from the same group that eliminated him.
Right, okay, I've got that. I understand what you get.
And we're talking about back to this group. Even the Swedish Prime Minister, which is officially, he was officially assassinated by a lone crazy guy, same power elite behind it. Once you get into it, once you really dig into the details, it heads right back to the same group.
Right, okay. What is the aim?
The aim, according to the agenda that has leaked out, is a one world order, a one world global country, a fascist state.
Yeah.
Not a very nice place for you and me. A one world army created from the UN forces and the NATO joined together against us. A one world currency.
Now why against us, Oli?
This is not for the best of you and I. This is the sad thing about it. Because, I mean, unite the world.
Well, it sounds quite nice, that, unite the world.
I truly think so as well. Great, take away the borders, let be happy, you know, peace, love and understanding. But when you see the mentality of these people and you see what comes out from these meetings, this is not nice. And what they build everything on is death and destruction, making billions and billions of death and destruction. Up until Kennedy, the United States was a growing nation of creation.
Yeah.
After that, it became a machine of destruction and death. They've been at war ever since. But once again,
they've been at war since the late 60s.
Yeah, they've been. It hasn't stopped. But it's don't be tricked or fooled by looking at different nations, you know, like Italy does this, England does this, and we're on a different level. It's on a higher level where it's a group of people from all of these countries doing these things. So just because George Bush says one thing and Tony Blair's agree with him, it's like then people think, oh, America and England unite towards a goal. No, they're in the same club. They're members of the same club. Just playing out a theatre piece in front of us.
Okay, but to play devil's advocate here, when you have something like the last Gulf War, okay, when it was a weapons of mass destruction, and you had Britain and America...
claimed weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, but you had other countries like China and Russia not wanting to get involved in it and vetoing it. So where does that stand in the New World Order there? I mean, there's no alliance there.
No, but they haven't succeeded totally yet either. I mean, they're working towards it, and it's moving on very, very fast here.
So it's not fait accompli at all?
I don't understand.
It's not a finished job?
No, God, no. But they are moving. It's very important to see that many of the things going on today are connected. Things like chemtrails, swine flu.
Caller, hello, you're live.
Hi, it's me again. I'm allowed to comment again.
You are, of course you can. Just before you start, we've only got 2 minutes, so let's just make
it. Okay, you mentioned China, and I think, Holly, you probably agree, they're going to try and push China out of Africa.
We're going to talk about China after the news.
Okay. This is really good. I just worry about how people are going to take it, because it's going to sound too, like you say, the world order. It is there.
Well, that's why I'm trying not to be too alarmed.